You're listening to Gold with the Eagles and Long Road Out of Eden. Time now for the final track. It's Your World Now. Here's Glenn Frey.
When Jack Temption and I were writing It's Your World Now, the secret is that the guy's dying. So the next time you listen to it, hold that in your mind as you listen to him say, I'd do it all again if I could somehow, but I must be leaving soon. It's your world now. It's your world now. My race is run. I'm moving on like the setting sun. No sad goodbyes, no tears allowed. That's how it's meant to be. It's your world now. Perfect Vagary allows people to read a lot of things into the songs, and I'm happy to be a facilitator of that. I think that I've done my job when people can interpret the song in different ways. And you know, Don and I, it's funny, I still feel like we're kind of writing these songs for our kids. You know what I mean? You don't want to have it end like on a down. You know, I didn't want the record to end on a downer. And I thought those last two songs, something from Don, something from me, you know, was the perfect way to end the CD.
Something good, leave something good behind. The curtain falls. I take my bow. That's how it's meant to be. It's your world now. It's your world now. It's your world now.
Primary meaning is a message to his children and to all of our children. Like I'm passing the torch. It's the ultimate torch passing song. You know, I'm passing on the world. You know, I think those are two of the best lines on the entire album. Be part of something good, leave something good behind. I mean, if there was any message that we wanted to impart to our fans or to our children, I think it would be that. And then from a, you know, taking it a step further, from a band standpoint, this probably is our swan song. And, you know, it'll be time to pass the torch to younger musicians. You know, our children, my 9-year-old son is becoming a hell of a drummer. Glenn's son plays guitar. So who knows if there's a record business by then, by the time they get old enough, if there's a music industry left for them to participate in. But I think that song is the perfect closer for the album in many, many, many ways.
So we're almost at the end of our conversation with the Eagles. This was a band that was dead and gone. And with this new album, they've been reborn.
It makes me feel like a valid creative person for the generation I represent.
Joe Walsh.
It's a good feeling. It's nice not to have to rest on the laurels. And maintain your reputation by 20-year-old stuff. It's nice to have some current events to back it up. We've been through every trip a band can be through, you know. It's very rewarding to see all of us ramming another one out. Working at our craft, because that's what we do. That's what's left for us.
I thought it was made possibly dead and gone during the 14 years we were apart, and then after that, it became very much alive.
Timothy B. Schmidt.
How do I feel about it? I feel great. I mean, if somebody would have told me that, you know, when I was in my teens and learning how to play and sing, that, you know, I would still be going strong and possibly peaking when I was approaching 60 years of age, I would have told them they were out of their mind. We still get to do what we love to do on this level at this age. It's nothing could be better.
I wouldn't say that all is forgiven and everything is just rosy, but I would say that we've learned how to work around it. You know, I mean, there's always been turmoil in this group, always, from day one, you know, and it got so bad at the end of the 70s that we broke up. We got back together in 94, and it hasn't been a bed of roses since then. We know who we are. We know each other like the back of our hand, and we know what to expect. And there were times that during the last couple of months of this record when I wanted to kill people, you know. I just literally wanted to kill them, you know. But I also, in the back of my mind, I knew that there would come a time when it would be all right and I would get over it.
What I've learned through the course of the Eagles and in the course of my life so far is that any worthwhile relationship is going to have peaks and it's going to have valleys. Anyone can deal with the peaks. It's always great when everything's going well. But the test of your mettle and your substance is, how do you deal with adversity? How do you handle disagreements, differences of opinion? The Eagles was always a very volatile group of guys. We're very creative. We're very passionate. We're not short on opinions. And oftentimes, we won't agree on things. But we've learned to accept who the other guys are and know that they're not going to change. I'm the way I am, Joe's the way he is, Timothy's Timothy, and Don's Don. And by learning to sort of deal with the adversity more maturely is the reason that we've been able to get back together and get this job done.